Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think I've gotten it down to about 18 seconds. I can take that thing down. It's unbelievable. We got the new one, still playing with it. It's unbelievable. I love the little clip on to your shirt that you can kind of run the machine from. It's awesome. My son loves that one. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're sick of Zoom calls, if you're sick of, you know, diving everywhere and looking for what you need, our roadmap will help you become a better basketball coach. There's lots of great resources out there, but a lot of them are run by people that are college coaches or aren't teaching stats all day and then jump into the gym and have to deal with the everyday things 24/7 that a high school coach or a youth coach has to deal with. So come over, let me help you become a better basketball coach, teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
So is traveling team / AAU killing youth sports? Coach, what are your thoughts?
Crickets. I wish I had I have a little thing at school that plays crickets and does a laugh track and all sorts of stuff. I would have played crickets there. So do I think it's killing you sports? No, I don't think it's killing you sports. I personally think that kids play too many games. It goes back to last week's episode where we talked about the book Range and people specializing too soon and playing too many games. So I think what it is doing, and we need to start following the Canadian model and the European model, where we're doing more skill-based things at a younger age rather than playing more games. They play too much. They play too much. They play too much. They play too much. And that's where I think it is hurting youth sports.
Well, I agree. They play too much, and the quality of basketball once they get to us is not as good as it was 10, 15 years ago. No. The game of high school basketball is not very good. I remember it was like 2 weeks ago, and it's funny that we're talking about this. It was our first week of summer league, and our head coach was like, yeah, this group is kind of raw this year. And I thought they were pretty okay. Because I was watching some of these other teams. These kids can't even dribble left-handed, but they know how to play a game all the time. But, like, literally it was the ugliest game of basketball I've ever seen. And I know it's summer league, but it's by far the ugliest I've ever seen in all my years of coaching. And right. I've been around for like 15 years, and I played, you know, and coach has been there a little bit longer than I have, but it's just too many games, not enough skill. The quality of basketball is not as good, you know, and we've talked about it before, just the amount of games and sheer games that kids are playing.
It's also keeping up with the Joneses. I'm just right. telling you. And I've had this issue, and I was able to have, and I've told you this story with Drew, my son. It's like after he played AAU, whatever, we were doing it because he wanted to play with his friends and stuff. But after his sophomore year, it's like, Drew, do you want a chance to play for me next year? Do you want to play a lot more your senior year? If you do, we can't be traveling everywhere on the weekends and doing that. We have to, there's better uses of our resources and time.
Right.
And the reason he's going to play for me this year, and the reason he's going to play a lot for me this year, is because he did not play AAU. Now, people are going to make the argument he has me and he has resources. I agree. I hear the, but he didn't become the shooter that he is. He didn't become the player he is because he was playing four games in Iowa on a Saturday. He can shoot because he got in and shot and worked on a shot. You know, he became a threat from the international line, which is what college is going to, because he shot a lot of them. They're almost like layups to him. So that's the issue, is like, we're talking about whether I told you, I didn't let him shoot a three pointer until he was in seventh or eighth grade. Ever. Like, you're not shooting three pointers. What are you doing? You're not strong enough. You go watch one of these fifth grade AAU things, and they're literally using two hands to shoot the ball up there.
It's horrible. It's really bad. And, you know, like I said, and I hopefully I'll get this going very soon. I got Eric Price's book. Eric Price was a AAU all-star player. And we often hear about all the great things of AAU and what happens of the 2%. But we don't really hear from the perspective.
It's actually the 1%.
The 1%, but the 99% people that end up not making it, or the people that are also involved in all the crooked things and the shoe deals and the money handed in, and knowing what these people are really involved in, and what, like, it goes back to, you talked about the book you talked about, the why. Like, why are some of these people invested in these kids? Are they really wanting them to have them become better basketball players, or is it about making money? And it's about making money.
Life lesson 627 from Coach.
Exactly. Collins. It's follow a business.
Follow the money. Do that in your life and you're going to learn a lot.
Right.
You can do that in education. Follow the money and you'll figure out why things are happening the way they happen.
Hey everybody, hope you're enjoying the podcast. Please subscribe and like, no matter where you listen to podcasts, whether you're jogging, walking the dogs, walking the kids, playing at the pool, go over and subscribe. Apple would be great, 5-star. If you're going to do a 2-star, don't do it. Spotify or wherever you listen. We would also love if you went over to teachhoops.com. It's what allows us to keep the lights on here and keep things at chugging. So go over and check that out, 14-day free trial. You know, everyone's got to work on their game and their craft. Come over and help us. And then the last thing is, if you're thinking of looking for other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig. Those are two other ones. And we might have a fourth one in the tank, but we'll tease you on that one. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
But from a perspective, you know, high school basketball coaches, we don't make a lot of money, okay? And so we're not invested. And the middle
really?
School coaches.
Oh man, no. I'm buying a place in Martha's Vineyard with all my money.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good. I guess I'll have to move to the Madison Metropolitan, because obviously you're making more money. They're making more money in that district than I am. Yeah. But they are really invested about building a program, building their kids, you know. And I think people got to be aware of that, you know. It's a scary thing, and the game has not gotten better because of it.
It hasn't gotten better. It definitely has not gotten better. You know, it maybe helps those, like you said, it maybe helps those one percenters, but doesn't help, you know.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. A couple things. First of all, we would love if you would leave a review, subscribe, and like. Those are nice. We'd also love if you came over and joined teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I promise you'll probably get an email from me in a video welcoming you within 24 hours. Also, if you're wanting to help us with hosting fees and those things, and it doesn't cost anything, you can go down below and hit our affiliate link for Amazon. Every time you go shopping on Amazon, we'll get a small little commission. So that's really easy to do. Also, make sure, and I don't mention this a lot, make sure you go over and check out our YouTube channel, Teach Hoops. There's thousands of videos over there to kind of help you become a better basketball coach. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
The ninth guy in your high school team, it hasn't helped them at all.
And it's, again, you know, it goes back to, are you really getting better by investing that amount of money and time? You know, is there skill development, you know, are you just playing games? Just playing games and just playing games and playing more games. Well, not going to get much better by doing that.
No, and I had that discussion with Drew. I basically said, if you just want to go hang with your friends and play, that's fine. But we're going to be realistic about what this is. This is just you having some fun, you know.
Yeah, you know, the other thing is just the time travel and the time miss. So if I got to go all the way into Nevada to go play good basketball, I don't think that's the case. You can go play good quality basketball in your state. You know, they travel all over the place where a lot of good, you know, especially these kids that are 7th and 8th grade, there's no need to go across the country to play good basketball.
No, you don't need to go. No, no recruiters ever asked how your 7th grade team did.
Exactly.
Period. Okay, that's a good one to end on. That statement's a good one to end on. Okay, so what's our timeout this week?
A timeout this week is, why do you think coaches are getting out of the game? Because I constantly count every year the amount of coaches in our state of Wisconsin. It's usually about 75 to 100 coaches per year that do resign from varsity basketball coaching. What's your number one reason?
I have a couple theories. Well, first of all, you can make more working down at the gas station than you can coaching.
So you think it's economical reasons?
Well, there's that. That's my next podcast, teachersidegig.com. It's coming. So just be ready, everybody. It's coming. I got a couple new podcasts coming. Life lessons. So I've got life lessons. I'm going to give life lessons to my kids. I'm going to share those. And then the next one is teacher side gigs. So that's the first thing. I think it's economical. I'm under the theory. I don't know if you've heard this theory before. I'm under the theory you have to do one of two things with people. You have to pay them really well and not treat them very well. So you may maybe work 80 hours a week on Wall Street, but I'm going to pay you really well, not
right.
very well. Or you have to not treat people or not pay them very well, but treat them really well, like a nun. You know,
yeah.
The nun is, she doesn't make very much money, but people respect her. She loves God.
Oh, yeah.
So the problem is teachers and coaches right now get neither one of them.
Yeah, that's why there's a depletion of what we do.
That's why it's economics 101. You know the D1 guys that are running. You know, Coach Bennett's making lots at Virginia. You know, and if he loses, he'll lose his job. But he made a lot of money, so there's a cost benefit there. High school coaches, I think people are valuing their time more too. It's like,
yes,
I don't need to take the phone calls at 9:30 at night because Johnny ain't playing. Life's too short. I'm going to go do something else. Or I'm going to go work at a club and make just as much money coaching 3 months in the summer than I do.
That's why I coach club soccer, less struggle than dealing with high school. Yeah. My theory is people, I think it's the pressure feeling of instant success.
Yes, it's win.
Yeah. Win right away. And people aren't, I know like your first year at Memorial was not so good, but you had a little bit of growth. But some people, it takes them 5 to 10 years to build a program that's in the bottom up. And people don't give those people a chance. I've been in that situation.
No. Nope. You know, they're going to run you out. They're going to treat it like a college program.
Yep.
And these are high school 15 to 18 year old kids.
Right.
And they treat it like you're the Bucks coach. Yes.
That's my theory, especially the ones that really put in the time. After a while, that's the why. Why am I doing all of this if I'm going to be constantly treated like garbage? You yes. know, or yeah. you're going to run me out after all the time I've invested in all this other stuff. And it takes time. People are just impatient. People
and it's don't. Part of it. Part of it. That's the reason people are getting out of education too.
Yes.
It's like, well, I'm not, you're expecting me to do more and paying me less. I can go do something else and clock out. You know, I don't have to take the papers home and grade them.
So I think it kind of is consistent with what you're just saying is that, okay, so the pressure is so high, the expectation is so high right away, and I'm not getting paid really well. So why am I doing it?
Right.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. All right. So write your congressman, write your senator, write your state legislature. Anybody that's listening, if you're not in the U.S., then, you know.
But a plug for Teach Hoops in our podcast. That's why we're here.
Yes, that's why
we're here.
We'll do a cheap plug for teachhoops.com.
That's why we're here.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you subscribe and like. You know, I don't talk about my YouTube channel a lot, but go over and check out our YouTube channel at Teach Hoops on YouTube. Subscribe and like there. That would be great. If you really want to help us out, there's two ways you can do it. You can click down the Amazon link down below.
and that basically moves you toward if you click there first and then go shopping, you won't even notice it. And it basically, we get a small little affiliate link every time you purchase something. And the second thing is go join teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Talk to you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.